Boosters of drone technology in central New York are hoping the federal government comes through with some new research dollars in the coming months. We get that story from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
When lawmakers go back to Washington later this year for a lame duck session, they're expected to approve a first-ever funding stream for research into unmanned aircraft systems. That would place $6 million up for grabs to the nation's seven FAA-designated UAS test sites, including the one at Griffiths International in Rome. Lawmakers are promising they'll get as much as they can of that pot of money for central New York. Rob Simpson of Center State CEO says it would be welcomed.
What we really feel like is an important piece of that step is helping companies, particularly early stage companies, not the GEs of the world, but companies that have very few resources who are trying to develop commercial products for the UAS industry.
Simpson sees applications from agriculture to law enforcement, and he says innovation is happening at such a fast clip right now, the idea of using quadcopters for moving people in airborne taxis is a possibility in just a couple of years.
It's amazing the amount of creativity that people have as the technology has matured and as the regulatory environment has gotten a little bit more permissive, right? It's a little bit more common. People aren't as afraid of it as they might have been even 5 or 6 years ago.
Congress is expected to take up this funding as part of a transportation bill later this year. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.